Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. I've got your outdoor report for the week of September 11th, as prepared by Steve Suman. Looks like we got some chance of rain Tuesday morning and Thursday night, but otherwise it looks like a fair week weather-wise. We're going to have highs in the 60s and 70s, nighttime lows in the 40s and 50s. Let's check in with a few bait shops and see what they've got to say about the changing conditions on the lakes. Greg at Happy Hooker says, the hot weather Labor Day weekend raised the Quiet Lakes water temperature a little bit, but they're back to around 70 degrees. Some rain should keep them in check and help lake levels as well. Fishing is tough for all species since the cold front arrived. The bite is tough in transition between the good summer bite and fall feed bag season. Jarrett over at Hayward Bait says musky anglers continue to catch fish on a regular basis. Most fish are coming from 5 to 15 feet. Bucktails are the go-to for many anglers. Warlocks, creepers, other topwaters, and gliders work. And sucker season begins shortly. Fish will be more active and move shallower with the cooling water. Largemouth bass fishing is good. Some fish are around shallow timber, lilies, and close to docks. And others are on weed lines. Topwaters such as whopper ploppers and frog baits are producing. And slow-moving Texas rigs with 7 to 10-inch worms are irresistible to deeper fish. Smallmouth bass fishing is excellent in 10 to 25 feet for anglers dragging Ned and Texas rigs across the bottom. Drop shots and topwaters are good in certain areas, and with cooler water, the live bait bite will soon begin. Thanks, Jarrett. Mike, down at Jenks on Highway B, says the Chippewa flowage is down 2.5 feet still, with water temperatures in the high 60s to low 70s. Musky action is solid on a variety of baits, from slow-moving surface baits such as hog wobblers, creepers, and flaptails, to double-ten bucktails. The fish are hanging off deeper weed edges. The sucker bite should get better with the cool-down. While throwing baits, float a sucker off the side of the boat. Sounds like good advice, Mike. Let's check with the overall fishing report. Fishing is fair to good in our area. Fall weather's beginning. Fish will start their seasonal transitions if they haven't already done so. The musky action ranges from fair to very good. You can look for them from shallow weeds, wood, and rock out to deep weed edges. Bucktails, jerkbaits, gliders, rubber baits, flaptails, and topwaters, such as hog wobblers, warlocks, creepers, and others, are working well. The walleye fishing is fair right now. Best success comes from late evening into dark. Fish are scattered from shallow weeds and structure to deep weed lines, flats, and basins. Hit the shallower weed lines in the evening. Walleye suckers, fatheads, and crawlers on jigs and slip bobbers work well, as do trolled or drifted crawler harnesses, bottom bouncers, and crankbaits. The northern pike fishing is good to very good, especially for small fish around shallow weeds and other structure. You'll find bigger pike on deep weeds, weed edges, points, and near panfish. Northern and walleye suckers on jigs or slip bobbers, spinners, spinnerbaits, swimbaits, spoons, rattle traps, and bucktails all work for pike. Largemouth bass fishing is good to very good around shallow weeds, weed lines, weed beds, wood, lilies, docks, and other structure. And, of course, areas holding panfish. Baits of choice include plastics in various configurations on swim jigs, Ned, Texas, and drop shot rigs. Crawlers, minnows, and topwaters, such as whopper ploppers and frogs. Smallmouth fishing is fair to very good, depending on the day and location. Fish are on deep rock and rocky points, and shorelines in depths to 23 feet. Sucker and fathead minnows, crawlers, plastics, swim baits, and swim jigs, Ned, Texas, and drop shot rigs all work well. And topwaters are good in some areas. Crappie fishing is inconsistent. ranges from fair to very good, again, depending on the day and location, as well as how far they've transitioned to their fall patterns. That's largely a function of lake temperature. You can look for crappies on cribs, bogs, deep weeds, weed lines, and structure, and suspended over flats and basins. Most productive are crappie minnows and plastics on jigs fished vertically or under slip bobbers. The bluegill and perch fishing is good in shallow weeds as well as on cribs, deep structure, and basins. Waxies, leaf worms, and crawler chunks on small jigs or under slip bobbers are working well. Go with smaller baits if it seems like they're reluctant to bite. All right, let's check our upcoming events and announcements. Bear season opened on the 6th. Early teal season is closed already. It closed on the 9th. Early Canada goose season closes this Friday, the 15th. The 15th is also your application deadline for hunters to sign with a sponsor for their Hunters with Disabilities gun deer hunt permit. On Saturday, the 16th, these seasons open. Deer archery and crossbow, turkey, ruffed grouse zone A, cottontail, squirrel, and crow. Also on the 16th, the regular goose season opens in the northern zone. September 16th and 17th is the DNR's youth waterfowl hunt. See their website for more details. September 16th is the date of the Hayward Lions Club's Oktoberfest celebration out at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. It runs from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Also on Saturday, the 40th Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival is held. September 23rd, duck season opens in the northern zone, along with woodcock season on the 23rd. The 23rd is the first day of fall. It's also the date of the Hayward Fall Festival, sponsored by the Hayward Chamber of Commerce. That's whom you call if you want more information, 715-634-8662. There's a full moon coming up on the 29th. On September 30th, the Tommy G. Thompson State Fish Hatchery in Spooner is holding an open house. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 30th. If you'd like to know more, give them a call at 715-635-4147. Lake sturgeon hook and line season closes on September 30th. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their 45th annual Fall Muskie Tournament on October 6th through the 8th. You can call them at 634-4543 for more information, or call Hayward Bait, 634-2921. Okay, that's all I've got. If you'd like to know more about what's happening in our area, check the events calendar on haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. If you have a question, call us down at the office. You can reach Kitty or me at 715-634-8662. For the Chamber of Commerce, or 715-634-4801 will get you Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. Well, have a great week in the great Wisconsin outdoors, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.